course, Kevin, you've been to Peru, haven't you?
Yeah, yeah, I worked in Peru for nearly 3 years.
When was that?
Let's see, 1995 I went to Peru in the spring.
Mm. And where were you?
I was in a town, well, a city called Catamarca.
Right.
In the northern Andes of Peru.
Uh-huh. Why did you decide to go there?
I saw the job advertised in the Times Educational Supplement.
Right.
They wanted a director of studies to set up the adult education department in a new school. So I went up there and ended up teaching English to gold miners.
How did you find the Peruvians, the people?
Lovely, very, very nice people, very warm and friendly, hospitable. Yeah, I still have email contact with quite a few Peruvians that I made friends with while I was there.
Yeah. What about the food?
Ceviche? No, there's different food. The ceviche is from the coast, which
What's ceviche?
Ceviche is fish, but it's raw, and it's effectively cooked in the lemon juice. The limes in Peru are very small, the lemons.
Yeah.
You can't decide whether it's a lemon or a lime. They call it a limon.
What colour is it? Green?
No, it's yellow.
It's a lemon, then?
It's a lemon, but it's the size of a lime.
Right.
And it's the strength of battery acid.
And that's what they cook the fish in?
They soak the fish in lemon juice, and it's cooked.
Yeah.
So ceviche. Ceviche de langostinos. Oh, dear. Oh, lovely, lovely, lovely. And of course, in the Sierra, estufada de cabrito, baby goat stew. It's really spicy, the food in the mountains.
Not one for vegetarians.
No, it would be very, very difficult to be a vegetarian in Peru. There's a lot of meat eaten, I must say.